obviously you were too young to know the details of what's going on, but you do remember the arrest. What was that like?
Oh, I still have nightmares about that, because we were, so in the morning my father would go to work. Now, I have to tell you that he had started a business of glass frames, and he was very successful. And when we was arrested, he was 32, and my mother for 33. And he had rented a very, very beautiful apartment. And although my mother did not work, we had a maid who came in the morning. At this time, we were calling them maid. And leaving, I think, in the afternoon. So the fact that he was affluent and we had a maid saved my life.
Could you explain how?
Because we were arrested. There were knocks at the door. It happened that I was in the entrance hall of the apartment. And then the maid opened to two young, even although I was four, I knew they were very young policemen who felt embarrassed. But they had to do a mission. So they say, we are prepare suitcases and we're going to take you. So my mother started to cry, of course. My father, I could see his face as a face I never saw before, destroyed. So he told my mother to prepare the suitcases, and he started to speak to them and said, can you spare our little daughter? I will give you money, and the maid will bring Arlette to her grandparents because her grandmother is Catholic. So the conjunction of these three facts, a maid, money, Catholic grandmother, but there is a fourth fact, is that one of the two young men apparently had a little sister or a little daughter, and I was looking like her because he was looking at me with, and then he caressed my cheek and he said, okay, do that, we'll do that.
So what now? Do you remember going off to the grandmother?
Do I? I remember every minute, of course.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
Four.
I was four.
You were 4 years old. Okay.
I'm born in 38.
Okay.
Forget that.
58. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was the trip like? What was the greeting like from your grandmother?
Well, we did not have telephones at that time. So they did not know at all what happened. There was no mean to... it was the time of, I think, telegrams.
Right.
But it was not... that my parents did not have the time because we went down the stairs and they were on the right with the two policemen. And what I saw on the streets were, I think, two buses and the Gestapo with the long rifles. Mitraillette in French, not the small rifle, the big, what do you say?
I would have said rifle. But
rifle, yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
And policemen, and then I will not go into detail, but we say goodbye for the last time.
Now,
and
is then, that the last time you saw them?
Oh, yes.
And just as an aside, did you eventually find out what happened with them?
For years, we didn't know.
Right.
We knew that they were sent to the internment camp of Drancy, just in the outskirts of Paris.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's all we knew because we received, they were allowed, all the inmates, if I may say, of Drancy were allowed to send one card per week, to receive one card or letter per week and one package.
Do you still have those cards?
Oh, yes. And then the Museum of Jewish Heritage here has that too, because I translated that. I translated the journal for 1 year until his death, until his arrest. My father started a journal explaining what was happening in Europe.
Right.
Even with the army, the position of the army on each day, what happened, and what happened in France.